Good morning, good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 congregation. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and I want to welcome you to joining me this morning here on Urban Family Focus. You know, on Urban Family Focus, we focus on some topics that just don't get talked about enough within the Black community. And those topics are addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, and financial literacy, along with grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to the questions you may have about it. Our guest experts offer knowledge, tools, coping skills that are needed for individuals and families to live their best life. And speaking of living your best life, normally at this time, we bring you a word from Sister Nawili. But since Valentine's Day is coming, I'm going to share something with you from my favorite metaphysical poet, Khalil Gibran. And that says, love gives naught but itself, and it takes naught from itself. Love possesses naught, nor would it be possessed, for love is sufficient unto love. Here on Urban Family Focus, our goal is to make sure all of you early birds who get up early with us on Saturday morning catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition, the opportunity to hear and share real life stories, and the resources to help you improve the situation, along with that final bullet, which is the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. So tell everybody you know about KBLA Talk 1580 and make sure you remind them to download the 1580 app so they can listen anywhere at any time. We've got a lot to talk about, and our focus this month is on mental health. Historically, our community has been faced by much stigma and shame regarding and admitting that they need to get help for mental issues. However, Black women and women have always been pioneers in psychological techniques, treatments, and research. So this Black History Month, we're highlighting those in the mental health industry who came before us. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Inez Beverly Prosser, the first Black woman in the U.S. to earn a Ph.D. in psychology. She studied how Black children learn in different educational settings and how racism affects children's mental health. She found that Black students do their best when they are around Black teachers and surrounded by Black classmates. She spent much of her career as a professor at several HBCUs. So this morning we have with us another bad sister, psychologist Dr. Gloria Moreau. And today we're going to talk about the impact of mental health on love relationships. Dr. Gloria has served her community for many years through clinical services, workshops, and trainings. She also helps equip mental health professionals and individuals and families to be free from the mental barriers that prevent them from living their best life. Welcome back to Urban Family Focus, Dr. Gloria.
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Gloria, as you know, this weekend is going to be full of emotions. We're going to have people's emotions running high because of the Super Bowl, and then we're going to have people feeling real emotional when it comes to Valentine's Day. So
yes.
We're not going to talk about sports today, but we are going to talk about mental health and how it relates to love relationships. So I just mentioned a Black female, Inez Prosser, who was one of the first or the very first Black female to become a psychologist. So tell us what influenced you on your path to psychology.
Well, you know, Gerald, I have always been the family therapist. I really didn't want to become a psychologist. I wanted to become a lawyer. But I had been always placed in that position of being a helper. And so it just kind of became a natural fit for me to go into psychology. And the first person in my family to graduate from college, and then I take this long road because it was a long road towards getting there. So I think I'm just where I'm supposed to be.
Well, you know, we've talked many times before, And I'm amazed, and not amazed, I'm just proud of the fact that you've been so dedicated to the craft and done so much within the community to help us. And I'm glad you're here with us today to talk about love, because we know that love is a very powerful healing emotion. It can't fix yes. everything. Love can't prevent us from doing some of the things that we do, and it can't prevent us from developing mental illness. But we do know a loving, healthy relationship and good social support from family and friends are important as far as improving our mental health. So that's why you're here with us today, and we're looking forward to continuing our conversation with Dr. Gloria Moreau when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Many tourists that come to L.A. visit our most popular destinations like theme parks and beaches. The L.A. South Chamber of Commerce has lined up a series of community and virtual events. L.A. South Chamber invites Super Bowl tourists to our great locations. Watts Towers, Magic Johnson Park, Leimert Park Village, and Market Street Inglewood. For more details, go to LASouthChamber.com. Tuesday, February 8th, South L.A. Business Roundtable. Wednesday, February 9th, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Sports and Super Bowl History Free virtual event. Friday and Saturday, February 11th and 12th, Taste of Inglewood. Then Saturday, February 12th, Super Saturday Networking Breakfast. For great places to visit in town, download Destination Guide at LASouthConnection.com. Again, LASouthConnection.com. The Super Bowl will bring hundreds of thousands of visitors and upwards to $300 million in economic benefits to the area. LA South Business and Destination, within a short drive of the stadium, will benefit greatly for this economic opportunity.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin,
and Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold and non-aging
machines. Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. On November 17th, the Glenn County Court in Georgia that found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryant Jr. guilty of the felony murder of Ahmaud Arbery. The verdict gave the Arbery family and the world a just verdict. The judgment was not swift, nor was it evidence of complete societal change, but it was just. The Los Angeles Urban League applauds a local newspaper reporter's diligence, which uncovered evidence of wrongdoing in the prosecutor's office, which allowed a senior assistant district attorney from another county, the Cobb County District Attorney's Office, to take the role of lead counsel for the prosecution. Black Lives Matter movement and a videotape of Mr. Arbery's death must also be commended for the just verdict. The Los Angeles Urban League finds hope that we can eliminate the injustices that African Americans and other minorities in the United States endure. In the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We must honor the sacrifice of the Arbery family and respond to this call. To engage with us, visit laul.org.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we have with us psychologist Dr. Gloria Moreau, and we're talking about the impact of mental health on love relationships. Dr. Gloria, since we're talking about love relationships, tell us what a healthy, loving relationship looks like.
Well, that's wonderful that you asked that question. And I think what I want to start with, though, is, you know, what is good mental health? Because I think when we see what good mental health is, it will help us to begin to identify some of those main components of a healthy relationship. You know, when we have a good sense of mental health, we're not easily overwhelmed by emotions, satisfied with life, we're more resilient. We connect with good support networks. We are flexible. We have lasting and long relationships. We are accepting of life's disappointments. You know, we can laugh at ourselves right in front of everybody else. We feel secure, and we have a sense of responsibility. And when we think about a healthy relationship, that's really what a healthy relationship is. We're able to communicate. We're comfortable with love, both giving it and receiving it. We're easy to say we're sorry. It doesn't take us forever to apologize to one another and to forgive quickly. We're able to communicate. And I think when people are able to communicate, they can go through any kind of storm, but they're able to repair things because they are able to communicate, and they have a basic friendship. When you are in a healthy relationship, you're not just lovers, but you're friends as well. And you honestly care about each other, and you see the best in one another. And if you have those components, that will help you to be in a healthy and rich relationship.
Well, you know, I'm glad you shared that with us, because I'm sure there are a lot of people with Valentine's Day approaching focused on their relationship and how they can make it better. And there may be a mental illness issue with one or somewhere within the family. So today's conversation, I'm sure, is going to enlighten and help a lot of people who are listening. And if you'd like to join today's conversation, give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's the KBLA Talk 1580 hotline at 800-920-1580. If you have a question for Dr. Gloria or a comment about love relationships and how mental health helps ensure and nurture them, and how it can be an interment at some times. So Dr. Gloria, you spoke about mental health and the role that it plays in relationships. So can you please define what constitutes good mental health in a sense of how you maintain it, and how do you know when there's an issue in that area?
Yes, and I think that sometimes we are thinking that we're always going to be in that place of having good mental health. Everybody is vulnerable, especially with all the stress and strain people are under today. And when we look at these four pandemics, you know, COVID-19, we look at economic distress, the political climate, you know, and the racial injustice, people are not doing well. So I want to normalize the fact that people may not be at their best level of functioning right now. But when you have good mental health, you're more resilient. You're able to kind of shake off the things that are happening and keep yourself in a place of homeostasis where there's some balance to your life. You're able to set and reach goals when you have good, healthy mental health. You're able to kind of rise above the problems of life. And the most important one, as I said earlier, you're able to not be so easily overwhelmed by your emotions. You know, a lot of people are on these emotional roller coasters. You ever heard people say, you know, I get up in the morning and I don't know who I'm going to be in the bed with or in the room with, because their emotions change so quickly. Well, that person is probably not dealing with good mental health because you're having these constant mood swings. We don't know what to expect. And so I think people have to seek this place of balance in their lives so they can be healthy emotionally, not just for their partner, but for themselves. Because if you're not happy, you're not healthy, then you're not going to contribute that to anyone else.
That's so important. And balance is key. I know when I have conversations with married couples, that's one of the things I always stress with them. There has to be a balance. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's what marriage signifies, a balance between ego and emotion, a balance between love and wisdom. And when you are in that balanced space, then you're able to communicate openly and honestly. And if a problem does come up, you're able to resolve that problem without going too far left or too far right. So I hope I've been telling them right. What do you think? You think that's some good advice I've been giving them?
Well, you've been giving them really good advice, and there's some additional information that I think we should be sharing with people. The research is growing as it relates to the impact of love on our mental health and our health. And there, I came across this article by a guy named Jamie Ducharme, and he says that love is good for you. Love makes you happy. Love makes you take better care of yourself. Love busts stress. In other words, love is a stress buster. Mm-hmm. Love eases anxiety, and love helps you to live longer. So we all need love, but if we're not healthy individually, then love becomes very complicated, because just as love can help you live longer, being in a love relationship that's not healthy can kill you. So you've got to understand that, you know, because there's also research that talks about, especially for women, how, you know, having these failed relationships can break women's hearts. And I mean, literally break their hearts, so that they start developing heart problems because they're in these unhealthy love relationships. So it's so important for us to be healthy and to look to enjoy love and to be in a loving relationship.
Well, Dr. Gloria, I also want you to know there's some sensitive brothers out here, and our hearts get broken too.
Now I know they do, but I'm just telling what the research says. Because of the way women love, it's not that men don't get their hearts broken, and it's not that, you know, being in a bad relationship doesn't hurt them as well. But they were looking at the increase in heart disease amongst women, and when they started looking at some of the factors, it's these jacked up relationships that is causing them to have more heart disease.
I did see that research about heart disease being one of the fastest growing illnesses among African-American women. But you've enlightened me that the relationship thing was a part of that. But that was something that was talked about a lot. So how does one, if you're in a relationship, which I'm sure everybody listening has some type of relationship, be it a marital relationship, relationship with a partner, your children, family, friends, how does one identify that they're dealing with someone who is showing signs of poor mental health?
Well, there are a couple of things that are really blatant, and one is changes in mood. You know, you come home, like I said, you don't know how this person is going to be from one day to the next. They're up one day, they're down the next day, you know, they're kind of going through that, you know. Then changes in their general health and lifestyle. So now they're smoking more. Now they're using more drugs. Now they're drinking. you know, but you're also seeing changes in their health. But they also withdraw. So if there is something that goes on in the relationship and you can't talk it out or whatever, that person withdraws easily. And they may just be withdrawing, period. You know, you were able to talk to this person and all of a sudden they're not talking. And then lastly, there can be changes to their outlook or even their self-esteem. They're more clingy. They're more jealous. They're more insecure. You're seeing, you know, them unravel before your very eyes. And we sometimes overlook these signs and symptoms and we think, well, this person, you know, must have somebody else, or this person may be, you know, just acting out or whatever. We don't take it seriously and we don't really talk to them about the need for them to seek help. And that's not to say they would seek help, but sometimes, you know, we see this where people are kind of underplaying, you know, these kinds of symptoms.
Yeah, you touched on something that I see a lot in the addiction area as well. You know, one of the biggest indicators mm-hmm. are not just mood swings, you know, the emotional back and forth, but a significant change in lifestyle. People aren't as clean as they used to be. They don't shower as often as they used to. They let their selves go, you know, attire-wise. They miss a lot of days mm-hmm. at work. They're just not attentive to the same things that they were attentive to in the past. So it's mm-hmm. it's easy, not easy, but you can get a sense if there's a situation going. But I guess that leads me to what I've noticed to be our biggest challenge within our community is, once you know, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, once you know, then you have to encourage that person, you know, to seek help. And, you know, you can even start with them seeing their medical doctor, because sometimes signs and symptoms of mental illness look very much like signs and symptoms of organic issues, like menopause or thyroidism, you know, or diabetes. Some of those mood swings that you will see in diabetes can look like those are mental health challenges. Mm-hmm. So, you know, start out with a complete medical workup so you can make sure there are no medical issues that are causing these changes. But then the person needs to be willing to seek professional help. And I know that's really hard in our community. It's getting better. People are becoming much more aware of the need for talking to someone or taking medication. But it's still a problem in our community. So, you know, you need to encourage that person to seek help, because if not, untreated mental illness will affect your lover relationship very negatively. In fact, it can destroy it. So you don't want to get to that point. So it's really good to get some help.
You know, and there are many places you can go. I'm reminded of the television commercial that's running pretty regularly now, where it's just people saying, you know, I'm your friend. You know, is there something you want to talk mm-hmm. to me about? You know, so the key is to talk to somebody. A lot of us feel like if we go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist, you know, that means that we're identifying ourselves as quote unquote crazy. But there's a lot of avenues to get you started. Like you say, start with your medical doctor. Make sure that there are no medical mm-hmm. issues that are causing these things. But, you know, talk to a friend, somebody that you trust, just to talk about it, let it out, and get more comfortable with the circumstances. And of course, there's always, you know, ministers and clergy that you can talk to. But, you know, there are organizations like NAMI that have classes mm-hmm. for people who family members who are dealing with people who have mental health issues, to give them a little greater understanding of what they should do and shouldn't do in those circumstances. But just opening up and talking is the key. And hopefully once mm-hmm. you start the conversation, you'll end up in front of a professional that can help you and guide you into a better way of thinking, which will result in a better life for you and all those that you love.
Absolutely.
You know, speaking of talking and getting that help, in your experience, when someone does finally get, you know, come into your office or makes that call, in your experience, what do you see as the biggest barrier for them to open up and connecting with you?
Well, I'm not trying to brag, but I usually do pretty good with getting people to open up and talk. I think once they overcome that first barrier of making the call, making the appointment, once they come in, then they feel a lot more comfortable. So I think one thing that's critical is that providers are, you know, warm and engaging with people and make them feel safe, and they will open up. And that is not always the experience people have. I hear people all the time say, well, I'm not going back to therapy. I was talking to a young lady last night and who gave me a history lesson of all the therapists she'd seen and how she had been treated, and that she never wanted to go back again, but she knew she needed help. And so I think you have to know that you can choose who you talk to. You may have limitations on your insurance, but you can still tell them, this is the kind of therapist I need. If you're a person of faith, I need a person of faith. I need a person that looks like me. I need, you know, you can put in your request. And if they don't have it, then they have to approve you to go somewhere where you can get that. So I want to just empower everyone who's looking to get some help. You have some say about who you see. And if you're not comfortable with a therapist, then you can always go back and say, I'm not comfortable. I need to see someone else. There is no excuse for not getting help today.
Thank you, Dr. Gloria. We're talking about the impact of mental health and love relationships with Dr. Gloria Moreau. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation, and we encourage you to give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. When we come forward, we're going to continue to talk about love and mental health.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. President Biden could start conducting personal interviews
with... It's the tire sale of all tire sales. Buy two, get two free at your local Big O Tires. That's two free tires when you buy two. Valid on select tires with purchase of alignment and tire protection package through February 13th. Buy two, get two free. For your nearest store, go to BigOTires.com.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. As KBLA Talk 1580 host, we never quite know where the conversation is going to go. But sometimes our guests really surprise us.
Let me just close the saying, I downloaded your app while we were talking. It's a terrific app. I look forward to it. I'm enjoying your format and what have you. I will tweet it to my several hundred thousand followers and call their attention to it as well.
If the KBLA 1580 app is enticing enough for our guests to download and share, you should download the app and share with your friends, too.
That's beautiful.
What you say?
So, download the KBLA 1580 app today and take us with you wherever you go.
Fire, fire, fire.
KBLA Talk 1580.
You are now rocking with the best.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'd like to talk to you about an exciting opportunity that people are talking about.
Thinking about hosting a podcast? Morris Media Studios, in collaboration with KBLA Talk 1580, is holding an online class on Saturday, February 12th, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Learn how to set up, host, promote, and earn money podcasting. Sign up today and get 50% off when you use the promo code KBLA1580. For more information, visit us at KBLA1580.com. And become a podcaster today.
Many tourists that come to L.A. visit our most popular destinations like theme parks and beaches. The L.A. South Chamber of Commerce has lined up a series of community and virtual events. L.A. South Chamber invites Super Bowl tourists to our great locations, Watts Towers, Magic Johnson Park, Leimert Park Village, and Market Street Inglewood. For more details, go to LASouthChamber.com. Tuesday, February 8th, South L.A. Business Roundtable. Wednesday, February 9th, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Sports and Super Bowl History Free Virtual Event. Friday and Saturday, February 11th and 12th, Taste of Inglewood. Then Saturday, February 12th, Super Saturday Networking Breakfast. For great places to visit in town, download Destination Guide at LASouthConnection.com. Again, LASouthConnection.com. The Super Bowl will bring hundreds of thousands of visitors and upwards to $300 million in economic benefits to the area. LA South Business and Destination, within a short drive of the stadium, will benefit greatly for this economic opportunity.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. The Koreatown Youth and Community Center, or KYCC, was established in 1975 to support at-risk youth. Today, KYCC is the leading multi-service organization in Koreatown, supporting children and their families in the areas of education, health, housing, and finances. KYCC is committed to making Koreatown a safe and beautiful place to live and work. The mission of KYCC is to serve the needs of the Korean Americans in Greater Los Angeles as well as the multi-ethnic Koreatown community. KYCC's programs and services are directed towards recently immigrated, economically disadvantaged youth and families and promote community socioeconomic empowerment. To donate, volunteer, or to get help, 213-365-7400. That's 213-365-7400 or visit kyccla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer WetJet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Minority AIDS Project is a California nonprofit organization that provides educational and other HIV/AIDS-related support services free of charge to eligible individuals regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, culture, language, or circumstances, with a primary focus on the African American and Latino communities in Central and South Central Los Angeles. Minority AIDS Project is the first community-based HIV/AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. It was founded by Archbishop Carl Bean and the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ in 1985 and has been serving South LA ever since. To make a donation or access services, call 323-936-4949. That's 323-936-4949 or visit minorityaidsproject.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin, and
Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HMC.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, Reverend Gerald and the KBLA Talk community. Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. Reverend Gerald, I've got some good news for the people. May I share?
If it's going to help our community, of course you can share.
Why? Thank you. I am pleased to announce that Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated and our Author Study Club are looking for teen contestants to compete in our annual oratorical contest. The subject is Black Health and Wellness. For information, log on to www.oratoricalcontest.com. That's oratoricalcontest.com. First prize is $500. But they will have to write and research a speech on Black health and wellness. And now back to you, Reverend Gerald, and your fantastic guest, Dr. Gloria Morrow.
Thank you so much, Miss Loretta Shelby, for that announcement. I'm sure there's some parents listening that have some children that want to compete in that contest, talking about black health and wellness. Just a little essay, and a child may earn $500. That's a great thing. And before we get back to Dr. Gloria Moreau and our conversation about the mental health's impact on love relationships, I want to let everybody know that today's winner of the KBLA Black History Month swag bag is Terry Irby. We're giving away a Black History Month swag bag every day this month, so there's plenty of chances for all of you to win. All you have to do is download and open the KBLA 1580 app and tell us who your favorite historical figure is from Black History Month. That's it. Once you do it, you're automatically entered to win the KBLA Black History Month swag bag full of some really good stuff. So download and open the KBLA 1580 app today for your chance to win. We'll be announcing winners on air every day this month. So, Dr. Gloria, you know Valentine's Day is coming, and there's going to be opportunities, and people are going to looking forward to some very intimate nights and romantic candlelight dinners and gifts and flowers. So tell us how untreated mental illness can affect that love and intimacy.
Well, I want to say also that this can also be a very sad time for people who aren't in a love relationship. You know, we put so much stock in, you know, our love relationships, and maybe not even as much in friendships and other kinds of relationships during this time. So, you know, I just want to encourage all of those who are not in a love relationship to, you know, find people that you love to be around and enjoy the season yourself, because it can be a very depressing time for people as well. But let me tell you, when you are not healthy, it can definitely affect your love relationship, and it can, your love relationship, depending on the quality, as we said earlier, it can affect your mental health. It can stop, again, that good communication that you need to have in order to enjoy one another. It can certainly interfere with for couples' sexual intimacy, because when you're not doing well in your mental health, you certainly don't want to be with each other in that way. And I'll give you an example. You know, trauma is such a huge factor in one's mental health. And a lot of people have experienced trauma, never been treated for it, and they drag all of that into their relationships. And for example, if a woman has been raped or sexually molested and it's never been healed, it's going to affect the quality of their sexual intimacy. And vice versa, if a man has been in a bad relationship before and he hasn't healed from that, then he's going to, you know, everything his new wife or partner says, that person is going to, you know, keep bringing that up in their mind. And so it really can interfere. So that's why healing is so important for individuals, especially when they are in a love relationship. So, yes, if your mental health isn't good, it can definitely affect that love relationship.
Well, we know that if there's an issue, you know, that's you know, that hasn't been dealt with, and we also know in our community, speaking of trauma, we've been impacted by so many ways. A lot of them you mentioned earlier, you know, just the race relationship issues, the health issues that we tend to have a lot of in our community, anything mm-hmm. that may have happened to us in our childhood that's unresolved, all of these things build. And I used to tell folks, you know, with all the things that black folks have been through in this country, we all need to be in therapy, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
But in spite of all that we've been through as a people, we've excelled in every area that they've allowed us to participate in. Not only excelled mm-hmm. in most of those areas, we're at the top. You know, we've been,
yes.
So we've done extremely well as a people in spite of But in order for us to go to that next level, and that's what my goal is. My goal is to help us get to that next level where we're not dealing with, here we are, what is it, 2022, and we're still dealing with voting issues and, you know,
right.
You know, it's ridiculous when you think about it. So that battle that Martin Luther King and everybody, you know, push for and talked about, it's ongoing. So we can't afford not to be whole, healthy, and complete. Because I don't think the attitudes that created that situation are ever going to go away. So we can't sit back on our laurels and say, well, hey, you know, we've got all these, rich athletes and we've got all these famous actors and we've got all the, you know, the best entertainers. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to go to another level and heal our families. And that mental health thing is one of the things that we need to really focus on to get us to that next level. So I think let's talk a little bit. I got a couple of minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about the strategies that couples can use to maintain a healthy relationship.
Well, you should first start by building each other up, you know, and when you know someone is struggling, it's really good to build them up and encourage them, you know, without fussing and demonizing them. And if your spouse won't get help, and I say spouse, because if you're dating somebody or in a relationship with someone and they're mentally ill and they won't get help, then you need to get out of there. I'm just going to say that. But if that person is your spouse, that's a little different. And you really want to, you know, try to help as much as you can, but get some help for yourself, because what ends up happening, that impaired person's behaviors will then affect your mental health. So you need to get some help if they won't get help, because it's important for you to be healthy in spite of. And it may mean that you're not going to stay in that relationship because it's too difficult and the person is exhibiting behaviors that are unhealthy and even dangerous. So you have to make some decisions. But build each other up. Forgive quickly. Learn how to play together, to dine together, you know, one person eating upstairs, somebody else eating downstairs. Learn how to sit at the table and have dinner together and, you know, eat and talk together. Pray together, which is very, very important. And then be willing to get a tune-up and ask your partner, you know, how am I doing? You know, it's okay to ask because sometimes you don't know. How am I doing? Get that report card from your partner, because it's important to know how your relationship is. And that makes the other person feel important when you care enough to say, how am I doing in this relationship? So those are just a few of the things that I think are helpful for having a good, healthy relationship.
So you talking to Reverend Gerald now, because you got to keep that open line of communication. And I think sometimes when you hesitate to ask those questions, it's because you have a little fear of the answer. You don't want to be told that you're not doing something the way you should be doing it. But we have to understand that in relationship, it should be give and take. And one thing I encourage married couples when I counsel them is that you can't have fear of a conversation with your mate. You have to be open to whatever they say and accept it as a loving comment and not as a derogatory statement. So
but that goes back to friendship.
Exactly.
Yeah, that goes back to having a friendship. If you have a friendship, I know you're not my enemy. So
exactly.
I may miss something. I can miss some things. You know, he can miss some things. But if we're willing to talk about what we need from each other, I think it helps that relationship to grow.
Absolutely.
And we have to be willing to do that.
Absolutely. Hold that point, Dr. Moreau. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation about mental health and its impact on love relationships. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy wives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
COVID winter surge brings challenges for elders and youth. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Caretakers struggle to care for the elderly and parents remain nervous about in-person learning. Since December, there's been a fourfold increase of hospitalized children, yet only 27% of parents of 5 to 11-year-olds are in favor of vaccinating them. With 4.5 million caregivers in California, there's a common struggle to keep the elderly protected. Did you know that only 7% of people ages 65 plus who receive their booster are Black Americans? Statistics show that Californians are struggling to keep the vulnerable safe. Share your thoughts with us on Twitter at KBLA 1580. This report brought to you by CalHope.
With school back in session, there's plenty to worry about. Cal Hope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. And
Matty Ice. This is a cold call. I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HVAC.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
History is now, and you are part of it. Thank you for spending your days with KBLA Talk 1580.
Let's jump back into the conversation.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Ain't no way for me to love you if you won't let me.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're having a conversation with Dr. Gloria Moreau, who is a psychologist, and we're talking about the impact of mental health on our love relationships. Dr. Moreau, before we went to break, you were bullet pointing some things that a healthy relationship needs to have. And it reminded me of an article that I had picked up, and it talked too about the importance for people to trust each other, to share your feelings, to have a certain amount of respect for each other, and each partner values the relationship with one another, which includes listening, as you mentioned. And the big thing that I took from this article that I was reading was that, you know, one person is not wholly dependent on the other, that you should have some independence, but you should also have certain boundaries. And if a disagreement occurs, you know, you should be able to argue and disagree without any threats of abuse or physical violence. And that kind of sums up where you were going. But I want you to share just a little bit more on that subject of how we can maintain our relationships.
Yeah, relationships require effort. And a lot of times people say, well, it requires hard work. It really shouldn't be that hard. Mm-hmm. If you're having to work too hard, you may really be in the wrong relationship. It should not be that hard, because hopefully you have gotten with someone who you have things in common with, who's healthy, who's able to give and receive love. And that doesn't mean that the person is perfect, because you're not perfect. But you have to have some of the basics there in order for that relationship to be healthy. I don't care what strategies we talk about. If that person is not mentally healthy, it's not going to work. It's not going to be a healthy relationship. It doesn't mean it can't get better if the person gets the help they need or the two people get the help they need. But it is going to be difficult. Because think about this. You have to be able to forgive quickly. You can't forgive quickly if you have a lot of baggage, you know, and you easily get angry and write people off because of what happened to you, you know, 10 years ago. So you have to deal with that stuff, because if not, it's going to definitely interrupt the love flow. And, you know, also spending time together is part of having a healthy relationship without being smothering. So if you need to go to the game with your friends and I need to go out with my girls, that's cool. That's wonderful, because we're healthy. We have independence in our relationship, but we also have, you know, that interconnectedness that we need to be there. And I'm not going to be around people that are going to pull me in the wrong direction, because I'm solid in who I am and how I engage with my spouse or with my partner. I'm not going to be at risk of that because I'm with healthy people. Because that's the other thing. Unhealthy people tend to hang with other unhealthy people.
Yes, that is so true, Dr. Gloria. I need you to hold that point. When we come forward, we're going to close out our conversation with Dr. Gloria Moreau on mental health and its effects on love relationships. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
Hi, I'm Dominique DePrima. The Super Bowl is in Inglewood. Snoop Dogg owns Death Row, and the first black woman-owned dispensary, Gorilla RX Wellness, is on Crenshaw. What a time to be alive. Big Kika and Gorilla RX Wellness have a special weekend planned for the community, kicking off with NFL legend Marshawn Lynch, a delicious variety of food trucks, and chances to win some exclusive memorabilia signed by the GOAT himself to kick off the Super Bowl West Coast style. Still trying to figure out a unique and colorful Valentine's gift for that special someone? Gorilla RX and Flower Shop have you covered. Whether they're for your loved ones or yourself, we all deserve flowers. A flower shop crafted on Crenshaw will be open Saturday 2/12 through Valentine's Day. You can order your pre-made and custom floral arrangements at Gorilla RX from 2 to 8 p.m. on Saturday to Monday, all starting at $25. While you're running around getting your essentials for the Super Bowl, don't forget to stop by the dispensary and meet the beautiful people at Gorilla RX Wellness. Find them online at GorillaRXWellness.com, on Instagram at GorillaRXWellness. It's always a good day to support black-owned business at 4233 Crenshaw Boulevard. And don't forget to text Crenshaw to 55469 to stay connected.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Many tourists that come to L.A. visit our most popular destinations like theme parks and beaches. The L.A. South Chamber of Commerce has lined up a series of community and virtual events. L.A. South Chamber invites Super Bowl tourists to our great locations. Watchtowers, Magic Johnson Park, Leimert Park Village, and Market Street Inglewood. For more details, go to lasouthchamber.com. Tuesday, February 8th, South LA Business Roundtable. Wednesday, February 9th, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Sports and Super Bowl History Free Virtual Event. Friday and Saturday, February 11th and 12th, Taste of Inglewood. Then Saturday, February 12th, Super Saturday Networking Breakfast. For great places to visit in town, download Destination Guide at lasouthconnection.com. Again, lasouthconnection.com. The Super Bowl will bring hundreds of thousands of visitors and upwards to $300 million in economic benefits to the area. LA South Business and Destination, within a short drive of the stadium, will benefit greatly for this economic opportunity.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk 1580.
love and happiness.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we've been having a conversation about mental health and its impacts on love relationships with psychologist Dr. Gloria Moreau. Dr. Gloria, you were mentioning before we went to break, and we only have a couple of minutes left, but some of the things you mentioned about being able to go out on your own and have some time to yourself reminded me that no matter what condition we're talking about, be it mental illness, be it addiction, self-care is probably the most important component in dealing with any situation that we have. So quickly, let our audience know how they can get in touch with you, some of the books and things that you have out that they can read and help them along their way in building a stronger love relationship.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And you can visit my Facebook, which is Gloria Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W. I'm on Twitter as also IG. And you can go to my website, A Brand New Me with DrG.com. A Brand New Me with DrG.com. And I will be happy to, reach back out to you if you reach out to me. I do want to say this. I've been talking a lot about, mental health, but there are many people who have a mental illness who take their medications and they go to therapy and they do everything they need to do. And their love relationships are great because they are getting the help they need. So it's just very important to be healthy. If you want to be in a relationship, you need to bring your best healthy self into that relationship, because that will really play a role in the quality of your love.
Dr. Moreau, we really appreciate you sharing with us today. And you will be back, I'm sure, later this year, because you and I have a lot to talk about, just like here on KVLA Talk 1580.
I'd love to.
So much for being with us. And we know Valentine's Day is coming.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Valentine's Day is coming. So KVLA Talk 1580 welcomes the Smooth Jazz Valentine's Concert. That's tonight, Saturday, February 12th at 7:30 p.m., and it features Kenny Lattimore, Nyge, and more great performing artists. So get your tickets to the Terrace Theater. That's inside the Long Beach Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now at rainbowpromotions.com. That's rainbowpromotions.com for your tickets to the Smooth Jazz Concert tonight. We've had a great conversation this morning with Dr. Gloria Moreau, so I just want everybody to know that love is a powerful healing tool, and make sure that you use it. Black Lives Matter is next. This is Urban Family Focus. Thank you for listening. KVLA Talk 1580, where we have a lot to talk about.